Alabama Democrat, the FBI and the Russians stole 2016 election from Hillary Clinton. By Joshua Kaplan on March 4, 2019. A former Alabama state senator claimed Sunday that Hillary Clinton won the 2016 presidential election, but the FBI and Russian government stole it from her. "She won the election, and it was stolen from her," said Hank Sanders, a lifelong Democrat, in his speech introducing Clinton at an award ceremony to induct the failed presidential candidate into the National Voting Rights Museum's Women's Hall of Fame. "It was stolen from her by the FBI. It was stolen from her by the Russians." Several reporters present at the ceremony said the line prompted large applause. For the last 2 years, Clinton has repeatedly blamed the FBI, Russia, and a long list of other scapegoats for her election loss. Speaking before the Women for Women International in New York, Clinton said, "I was on the way to winning until a combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28 and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive, and so we overcame a lot in the campaign," she added. In the same speech, the failed presidential candidate said the Trump campaign coordinated with the goals of Russian President Vladimir Putin in the election, claiming that Putin certainly interfered in the election to hurt her and aid her opponent. In her speech over the weekend, she claimed that Republicans targeted her supporters in the reliably Democratic state of Wisconsin with voter suppression tactics. "I was the first person who ran for president without the protection of the Voting Rights Act," she declared. President Trump won the Electoral College with 304 votes compared to 227 votes for Clinton. Victory in Wisconsin only gave him 10 electoral votes. In addition to being inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame, Clinton was awarded the International Unity Award at the Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King Unity Breakfast in Selma, Alabama, which was one of several events held during the annual Selma Bridge Crossing Jubilee. Clinton was joined at the gathering by Reverend Jesse Jackson and Democrat presidential candidates Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Cory Booker, DNJ. In her acceptance remarks, Clinton took several veiled shots at President Donald Trump, her former presidential rival, claiming that the United States is in a full-fledged crisis and that the White House elevates racist and white supremacist views.